This is how we all came into the world.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps strictly in the WWE. I'm Liz, your semi-basic host, and I'm here with Joseph. And this was a whole lot of nothing this week.
There's some stuff.
Well, on NXT, I think. But on the main roster, we got exactly 2 matches.
Was that it?
That was it. There was a couple of backstage segments, I think.
And one of them was that jobber match?
Yeah, Lacey.
Oh, that sucks.
And actually, the backstage segment on Raw was part of Lacey's whole gimmick this week.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's just start off with Raw.
Okay.
Lacey sent some handmade invitations to Naomi, Natty, and Dana Brooke. They're all looking at them in the locker room.
Dana looked really good.
Dana looks really great. Also, neither of them can act for anything. So it was a very awkward segment.
They're also very mean.
It didn't even come across that way.
Making fun of her invitations just because she's a go-getter and sends her invitations. They're like, look at this overachiever.
They should have written their lines on the invitation. But yeah, they were saying, can you believe this? She wants us to sit ringside while she, like, during one of her matches later that night. And it smelled like peach cobbler, apparently.
Which is just peach?
I don't know. Of all the, like, Bath and Body Works lotions and stuff, I don't think I've ever picked up a peach one or a peach cobbler one, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. So, yeah, later on during the match, or before the match, the ladies come out. And then Alexa comes out because apparently she got an invitation too, but she's not cool enough to hang out with the other three. Or maybe she's too cool to hang out with the other three. And Lacey had a match with, I don't know, did you catch her name?
No, she got her name on the broadcast, which like the other jobbers didn't, so good for her.
I can't even remember what she looked like at this point. Yeah, but maybe. It was kind of a good exhibition match for Lacey. Because we got to see all of her moves hit. But yeah, it was just a pretty boring match. And then afterwards is when Lacey Evans cut her promo. And she told everybody to quit stealing her hats. Just kidding. That didn't happen. That needs to happen, though.
No, it doesn't.
And she's... I don't know. I don't even know what she told Naomi, Natty, Dana, and Alexa. It was... I don't know. She was just her flexing, I guess.
Was it?
Well, on the mic, you know, like.
No, I thought like just.
No,
her, like,
not, like showing off her muscles.
I don't remember that segment.
She was just talking.
I just don't remember how it went down. I guess
she was just like, yeah, talking down to them, calling. I'm pretty sure she called them nasties.
Trying to get that Charlotte heat.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. And then. Dana was pretty much the only one that seemed to be actively listening to Lacey's
to what was
promo.
Happening.
Yeah, because she was giving good face. She was like trying to get the other girls in on it. Like, hey, are you listening to this? And they were just stone cold staring at her. They could have given more in that one, too. Well, I don't know what's going on. Where is Sasha Banks? Jeez.
They're keeping her away so Alexa can flourish in her weak division.
Well, Becky Lynch came out after her promo was up. Do you remember that part?
No.
Yeah, so Becky came out with her 2 belts, and the other girls made way for her, and she went into the ring, and I think she beat up Lacey Evans.
They made way for her? That's lame.
Yeah, well, okay, and I guess, like, to give credit to Alexa, she's the only one that stayed away from the ring while the others, like, stood right by it to see the action up close. Alexa sort of stayed at the end of the ramp.
Good old Alexa.
I guess, like, for continuity, she had to.
Yeah.
And that's it for Raw. Like, not even a Stephanie McMahon appearance. God. So, bleh. I don't know. Do you want to comment on Raw?
I mean, we can say that their head writer got fired.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for it.
Well, we don't know.
I mean, I can comment on the quality of the overall product. Raw has sucked lately.
Well.
And we can get to that later.
I guess we could find out what happens later after he is fired to see if it was, after he's fired, like to see if it was him.
But I mean, we can get to why it's not as good or why their ratings are dropping later. But
first, I think it's both shows.
What happened on SmackDown?
I think SmackDown is also experiencing some low ratings too.
Yeah, I think they both are.
So on SmackDown, we can bring up a backstage segment that happened with Charlie Caruso, our favorite reporter on the beat.
What's her name? Chuck?
They call her Chuck. Yeah. I think it's cute.
Seth calls her Chuck.
Somebody called. I think a few. Well, anyway, doesn't matter. Miz was chasing Shane McMahon backstage, and Shane kind of hid in a doorway so Miz just like blew right past him. And as he was hiding, Charlie just popped out of nowhere. He's like, Shane, can we get some comments about what Miz is going to do to you?
She's on the beat. What Miz is going to do to you?
And I was thinking, because like the way she popped out too, I was like, is she wearing her heels? And I looked close. She had her sneakers on. She is, give her the Pulitzer. She is doing some good work backstage. On SmackDown, Ember and Carmella fought in a tag team match against Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, and it wasn't very long. Mandy Rose got the pin.
Yeah. They need to make her look strong going into Money in the Bank.
I think she's going to win.
I don't think she's going to win, but I think she is going to have a strong showing.
Sonya has to be involved somehow because she's like really hyping up Mandy and just like, you know, it started where she said, oh, you should be the one in the Money in the Bank match. So that's how she got her spot.
Who were the other three?
Bailey, Carmella. Ember?
I bet you they're gonna... They should pull a segment where, like, they hurt Carmella.
Pull Alana at Royal Rumble?
No, but, like, a weeks out. Not the same night.
We're only 2 weeks away from Money in the Bank.
Yeah, so next week, like, sprain her ankle or something. Carmella's ankle.
Okay, and then where are you going with this?
And then put Sonya in it.
Oh.
And then have them fight each other and cost each other the match. Break them up already. I'm not interested in them against Paige's tag team.
Talking about but Paige,
it seems like
she,
that's what they're gonna do.
Yeah, she came out after the match was over. So Mandy got the win for them, and Paige came out with, she came out with both Asuka and Kairi Sane.
Yeah,
just to insult them, tell them how she knew the whole time that they were useless or. I don't know.
She said something, but I don't remember exactly what she said.
Did you notice the lack of tag team champions on the show? Or the women's tag team champions on the show?
On SmackDown, they weren't there, were they?
Yeah, the Iconics didn't come out at all.
Yeah, they just had that dark segment that I had to find out about later that I read about.
Okay, so the Iconics did come out during SmackDown, and they cut a promo,
no,
but
it
wasn't...
No, they came out during Raw.
No, it was yesterday. Because apparently Buddy Murphy.
I read about it during Raw.
It was on Raw?
Yeah. His in-ring debut?
Yeah. So he's on Raw?
No, he's on SmackDown.
So that's when the Iconics, I think, came out.
Well, they must have come out on SmackDown, but they cut a promo that wasn't on TV at all on Raw.
Do you know what they said?
No. Probably something about being iconic.
Well, the one that the video that I saw, I don't know if it was on Raw or SmackDown, but yeah, it was just basically that.
They're iconic.
They're iconic. The future is iconic.
And they're the future.
Yeah. Do you
so
want?
Therefore, they're iconic.
Do you want to talk about the shows before we go into NXT?
No, I mean if that's all there was.
Yeah, that's really, it. Like, it's like, so weird right now.
Are they trying to rest on their laurels of men's? To get their ratings back up because it's not working.
I think because they put everything into they put all their eggs in their Ronda basket. And now Becky. That she's not there, they can only, like, I don't know, they think that only Becky works?
Well, I don't know. If you want to get into that now, this is exactly what I said. I hope that they get their Becky champion and see what happens, because Becky can't carry a division. And it's not to hate on her. It's that her character is most compelling as an underdog, and she can't lead from the front the way like an AJ Styles or Daniel Bryan champion can, where they're just this not unstoppable, but they're just like this determined force that's always that's going to will themselves to victory as the champ. She doesn't necessarily have that. She needs to be fighting from behind all the time and like trying to achieve something. That's why I thought Charlotte should win at WrestleMania, and look at what's happening now.
I think I would agree with you, but
I think they can save it, but they need to utilize, I think they can save their ratings, but right now their hottest commodity is their women, and they're not using them enough.
No,
they keep on giving us Baron Corbin matches every week, and nobody wants them. I'd much rather see another women's match than Baron Corbin in anything.
We haven't seen Nikki Cross. Alicia Fox is still hanging around. Oh yeah, they're both crazy. They should be. Well, wait. No, haven't they been in a match together?
I think so.
I think they have. Well, anyway, do that.
But they're on separate shows. I mean, I guess with the wild card, it doesn't matter. Right?
They could have used the wild card of one of the women.
It's so dumb.
The show, both shows were just so clunky.
How long do you think it is before we see a woman use the wild card?
How long is this wild card thing going to go?
I think it's going to be forever, but I'm saying like just as a matter of like either the creative or the bookers like of forgetting that they could use the women. I bet they're not even going to think about it for like at least a month. There's not going to be any women wild card.
Well, that's why I think because they were so like wrapped up in this Ronda, Becky, Charlotte storyline for so long, they think that they're the only ones that can be like the features of them, and that's why Becky's on both shows.
Well, that's why I was asking sometime this week.
She's gonna lose one of those
thinking
belts.
Sometime around this week is there's I don't think there well there is a few potential people, but there isn't someone who has shown the ability to be a champion along the lines of like AJ Styles in the women's division.
Telling you, if Bailey got an acting coach,
I think so too.
And if we paid John Cena, I don't think we could pay John Cena enough money to mentor her. We'd have to like.
Yeah, he's a big star now. He was in Transformers.
Yeah. Okay. There's no amount of money that could get John Cena to mentor Bailey. But I think if anybody can pull it off, I think it could be her. They just need to really put some more.
I mean, I think she could be compelling. She's compelling enough in the ring, and she just needs to get better on the mic. I think you're right.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think also Ember could do it.
I don't know, though, because Ember is the moon, first of all. There's a lot of people who don't even believe the moon is real.
That's silly. The moon is real. I see the moon.
I think because she has, like, that supernatural side that she is, I guess she kind of reminds me more of like a Bray Wyatt.
Well, that's why I see her as like, or an Undertaker type of champion, where all these other people can keep on trying to challenge her and she could just steamroll them each time. They keep on either underestimating her or they're just not good enough to keep up with her for a little while, and that's why she could lead as like a face champion. I just don't buy Becky as that champion still. Maybe it's just my bias against her. But that's why I think Ember could do it. I think Bailey has it in her. Sasha was... Even Sasha couldn't really do it.
Oh, Sasha's so much better as a heel.
The best part of Sasha and Charlotte's run, though, was them losing the title back and forth.
Yeah.
That's what they should do with Becky and Charlotte. Because they're so competitive
and just have and that to like long ass that, feud with them too.
Yeah, to keep giving Becky that extra, like, she's kicking it into an extra gear to win this title. I mean, then she loses it right away because she can't maintain that pace because she's not the freak that Charlotte is. But like that should be their storyline. I think that would be more compelling because you never know when they're actually going to change titles.
That's true, because like, yeah, especially with their matches, it's like that's why it's like you think, oh man, this is like the best one that they've had yet, and then the next one just like blows you out of the water.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it just seems like stagnant right now. Yeah. On both, actually, like everywhere. And I think that's why the product overall is starting to suffer.
Well, they have the talent there. They're just not utilizing them properly, I feel like. But let's talk about more fun stuff like NXT.
Yeah.
Because that was good this week. Okay, the backstage segment was Shayna was watching her tethered friends wrestle one another.
No, she was making them wrestle. She's like, wrestle for me, tethered.
She's gearing them up for whatever future event she has planned.
She's leveling them up like in an RPG when you have to fight your, or like Farmville when you have to fight your guys together. Make them level up for you. Wait, there's fighting in Farmville, right?
I don't know what Farmville is.
I played games that have Farmville skin that are basically Farmville with skins like Star Wars, but
Io Shirai came in and attacked Shayna in the middle of the ring, and I love the tethered's like delayed reaction to like her even being in the ring.
She got to get like 10 hits on Shayna.
I don't even remember like Shayna getting away, like Io got her down. She was able to really ambush her.
I like trying to recall it. I see it like a cartoon with Shayna like falling back, like just getting beat up for like an hour before the other guys are like, hey, wait a minute.
They were distracted. They were wrestling.
Shayna was making them fight.
They're training.
Io knew exactly the time. She's been watching them.
Yeah, she pulled that Lupita Nyong'o.
And then Candace and some other people showed up and broke that up.
They broke it up. Yeah. Well, you were saying that you like those NXT backstage segments too. It's the way it's kind of like the way they're filming it is very like guerrilla style, yeah, where they just like show up into the room because they got like a tip that somebody's about
even
to
if
do.
Not
well
because
like that
just
happened
being
with Bianca Belair and Mia Yim.
Yeah, just being like backstage footage, it's kind of like, I think it's a throwback or a callback to when it used to be a reality show. Or like you can consider
NXT
it that.
Used to be a reality show.
Yeah,
because
that's what it started off as.
Yeah, that's true. Oh
like,
man,
I think it's cool.
Did you even watch some of the old NXT episodes?
I've seen some.
It was
of them.
Weird.
It's weird. Yeah.
Well, okay, the NXT episodes. Are you talking about NXT or Tough Enough? Because Tough Enough was the reality show.
NXT itself was too, wasn't it? Like the first season, they were
NXT was more like a. It was definitely like a produced show, wrestling show, but yeah, with a competition element to it.
Yeah.
Tough Enough was like real world style.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's what you're thinking about.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
about.
Well,
anyway, so
I thought that was like the origin of NXT.
No.
It was
no,
different?
No. Yeah, it was like it was an actual competition show.
Okay.
Yeah, so That happened backstage.
Well, anyways, those are cool.
Bianca Belair and Mia Yim had their match, you know, following one of their little performance center brawls. Well, no, they didn't even fight each other. They just were yelling at each other. So this time they actually got to face off with one another, and it was such a good match. It started off with both of them just kind of like countering one another, like back and forth, and they even had like they even pointed at each other like, oh, like I see what you're doing. Because I don't think they have a similar style. No. Like Mia strikes, like she does a lot of kicks,
she
where
runs around a lot.
Yeah, but there was just a lot of cool stuff in that match.
It's every Bianca match.
Well, there was one part where Mia,
that's who it is,
what,
Bianca, that's their.
She needs to move to the main
roster.
That's
their champion. That's their lead from the champion leader. She could do it. I mean, she's not necessarily a face though, but people want to root for her with her little dance and her hair. Like
she could, yes,
yeah.
She has. Like, she's cocky.
And she could believably beat everybody on that roster, mm-hmm, including Charlotte.
I bet you she could pretend to be nice. And that would make her.
She doesn't even need to. She
no,
can just be
I'm not
what she is right now.
No, she is kind of. Well, she is.
I mean, she's a little snooty, but
snooty,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, she don't have to be perfect baby face to.
Are you talking about like having a John Cena type, a female John Cena?
Kind of. Well, I'm just saying having somebody that's like strong enough to not be a heel, but still bring intrigue to that belt.
It's Bianca.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, well, because Charlotte's a heel. That's the, like, that's part of her heat and why I think she works so good as a champion. Like I was saying, it's good when for baseball when the Yankees are good. Charlotte should have a belt. Bianca could do that without necessarily being a heel. Yeah. I mean, she's not going to, like, be the people's, like, the people's champion, not like The Rock, but like she's not gonna be the role model.
I think she could, though.
She even could. She could. She looks awesome.
Like they even showed her like her videos when she was still coming, like she was still new to NXT TV. Oh yeah,
I missed that segment.
You know, she's talking about how she was an athlete in high school. I think her dad coached her or something, and she was like a track star. And yeah, I know she competed in CrossFit. In the CrossFit Games, I totally think she could do it.
Yeah,
they need. I don't know. Save her for now, because I want to see like Bayley get a win.
Yeah, don't move her to the main roster, because you're just gonna. Ruin
or at least put
her
on Raw. Keep her away from Bayley. You're just gonna ruin her
if you move her up to the main roster. Yeah, I would wait a bit. Everyone else, but
I think they could gear her up for that for sure. It. Oh yeah. Oh, this makes me excited. Yeah. Okay. So back to NXT. What I was gonna say is Mia Yim's cool spot that she did where she got Bianca on the ropes. She like wrapped her up in it like a spider. But how does she end the match? Like Mia had her rolled up, was it? That's what it was. Mia rolled Bianca up, and then Bianca was able to reverse it.
No, I think
but
Mia
they were too
was
close to the ropes.
Do like a flip or something off of her, and then yeah, she rolled.
She did
her
a
up.
Sunset flip. That's what she did. She did a sunset flip and tried to pin her, but Bianca sat on her instead.
She counted it and then tried to use the ropes for leverage. And
then
the referee,
I had never heard her yell that loud.
And then Mia countered it, and then she countered it and rolled her back. But that time she put her hair around the rope and used that and pulled on that as leverage. It was awesome. And then rolled out. It was
her
cool.
Braid made an appearance in the match, like a work appearance in the match, because she hasn't been using it for the last few matches that
she's
had.
Yeah, she hasn't even been whipping people.
No, she hasn't. This is a good. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Did they mention any women's matches for next week? I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Or maybe Shayna's wrestling somebody.
I was too distraught over the Undisputed Era. Breakdown.
So, anyway, NXT UK. So I don't know if you were paying attention. Do you know who Nina Samuels is?
No. Was she the one in the dominatrix looking outfit?
I don't think so. No, she was the one that did a video backstage last week where she was hanging out in front of her mirror. And talking about being in the theater or something like that. And like an act. I don't know. Something about actors' roles. And she had a rose and was plucking petals off of it. It was weird.
Man, NXT is so cool. Like, even when it's corny and lame, like, they have different characters.
So Nina Samuels is like an actress. She's, I don't know. I think. I don't know. But she came out and wrestled against some girl named Casey Owens, who reminded me of Mardi Gras because of her outfit, and I don't remember the match so much as I did Nina talking crap to Toni Storm.
Yeah,
she was calling her out for living some rock and roll lifestyle and abandoning her single mom
and her sister
and her,
or something?
Her baby sister or something like that. I don't know.
Rock and roll lifestyle. Is that what she said? Or are you.
No, that's what Nina Samuels said. No, that's exactly what she said. And I was thinking, oh, is Toni Storm like a rock and roller that I wasn't aware of?
Nina Samuel from the Footloose Town.
Nina Samuels does not look like a typical wrestler. I don't know where she came from. I think I looked her up and then just forgot all the facts about her. But, I mean, yeah, it was a decent match, but I guess, I don't know, everybody's coming for Toni Storm.
Cool.
Because Kaylee Ray came out backstage and just kind of reminded everybody, like, no, like, I'm still not done with her.
That's the Game of Thrones witch.
That's the one that you called the Red Woman. Yeah.
From the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. She doesn't even look like her.
Yeah, she got written off.
She barely has red hair on this show.
Yeah, well, that's what I remember. I think the first time I was watching her, I was falling asleep.
All right, well.
And so now she's the Red Witch.
So that was it. That was, yeah. Whatever it is. That's all the wrestling there was this week.
Boring.
I wish I had, like, looked up some more Shimmer matches or something, because that's it. I don't know anything about any other promotions other than Brandi Rhodes is, like, heading the women's
part of AEW. They supposedly got a TV deal. Did you see that?
I heard that they got a one-off special on cable.
Well, it hasn't been officially announced, but supposedly they're going to announce it at Madison Square Garden. They have an announcement set for Madison Square Garden, which is supposed to be the home of, well, like, the mecca of professional wrestling. And like, it's a big WWE venue, which is kind of like shots fired. They're announcing their TV deal, which is supposedly with TNT. And we heard AEW. So bringing this in, if you're unfamiliar with them, it's a different promotion that's starting up here, run by mostly wrestlers and the Jacksonville Jaguars owner. They're starting to get off the ground. They have their first major event. Well, they had their first major event before they were officially a promotion last year. They have their next one coming up when that was All In. They have their next one coming up this month in a couple weeks, actually, in Vegas.
Is that Double or Nothing?
Which is streamable in a couple of places. I don't remember them or else I'd say them. But support it because competition's going to be good for everybody.
Chris Jericho is not Velveteen Dream, so I won't get into it, but he did cut a pretty cool promo on Cody Rhodes. Okay, so
Chris Jericho is amazing, a legend, and Kenny Omega is possibly the greatest wrestler right
now.
I'm
just saying that's enough because we only
talk
about Dream.
That's why I'm just throwing them in so people can get an idea of what AEW has to offer if they aren't already familiar with it.
Yeah.
But if they have a TV deal, I think we should probably start including them because it'll be easy enough to just switch over to TNT when they're on.
I think we get that channel with our cable subscription anyway.
Yeah.
Or we can just find some login.
Yeah.
All right, then. I don't know if there's anything else to really go over. It was unless you want to talk about Ms. and Mrs.
I want to talk about Monroe. They should just call the show Monroe. They should change the name.
Monroe's World.
Yeah, that would work.
Seriously, what is with that baby?
That baby is the cutest baby. I don't think babies are cute, other than your baby. And that's the only other baby that I thought was cute. She looks like she's running everything in every single show that they're in.
Oh, yeah. She makes, like, the coolest, like, she makes, like, the perfect faces.
Yeah.
For their dumb conversations. Like, she always is reacting where she looks like she might be interested. In other ones where she looks completely disinterested.
And she's always in an arm hammock.
In Mrs. Arm Hammock.
Carrying her like a football. No, her mom did it too. Yeah. They're always carrying her like a football. And sure, like, eventually in every scene, she starts to doze off. And she's just asleep there by the end of each scene.
She is asleep. Yes. Oh, she is so cute. Oh, freaking cute baby. Oh,
they need to give her her own spinoff. Yeah, what happened? Just following her around all day, even if there's no dialogue. I don't remember.
Oh,
was this the one where he was hungover? No, that was last
week.
No,
it's where Miz thought Maryse was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Which, spoiler, Maryse came out on it was a TV episode and announced that she is pregnant with her second baby.
Yeah.
But in this episode, it was a false alarm.
This wasn't it. It's because Miz was learning French and in some sitcom mix-up, he heard her say some word that he thought was pregnancy when actually she was saying old. That's why this is a sitcom with wrestlers and a model. With a wrestler and a model and the cutest baby in the world and everybody should be watching it. Actually.
I don't mind it. I don't mind that it's set up like a sitcom.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm not saying I grew up on sitcoms. I love sitcoms.
I'm trying to think of any like standout moments from the show, but I think Monroe just steals every scene, so I always forget about it.
Yeah, maybe it was a weak episode. That's why I'm so in love with Monroe this week.
Yeah, Margot didn't even get to have her little wacky bits this episode.
She had one like right in the beginning when they were making fun of him. Because both of them were making fun of him for learning
French. For speaking French, yeah.
Being bad at it.
But yeah, usually Margot does something like either dangerous or...
Or walks around nude when they're gone.
And that didn't happen this time. So, yeah, it's your middle of the season episode. It's fine. But it's still, yeah, I enjoy watching it. So, Maryse is not pregnant in this episode.
Not yet. That's going to be the season finale.
Yeah, makes sense. We got to see a lot of Mrs. Mom and Dad in this episode.
Maybe I stopped paying attention halfway through the episode.
Well, because
I don't really remember their dynamic is why.
What happened was Miz thought that Maryse was pregnant, and he was like, she doesn't know that I know that she's pregnant.
Oh, I do remember that.
So I'm going to go buy her a bag of gifts or something to be like, surprise, I know you're pregnant. And he pulled it off. He pulled it off at this Mexican restaurant that they were going to. He called over mariachis to play. And she was like, what's going on? He's like, I know you're pregnant. She's like, I'm not pregnant. And then Mrs. Mom and Dad came out with a cake.
He's like, she's not pregnant. At that point, you pull her in and say, look, you're pregnant for tonight, okay? We'll tell them tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know if I paid attention to the preview for next week, but I know I'll watch it and not the Chrisley spinoff, even
Whatever.
Though Todd Chrisley is on
the
show. I don't love the Chrisleys. I like Todd Chrisley. But specifically him talking shit to his kids.
Chrisley, and we should start recapping Chrisley Knows Best.
No.
This should become a Chrisley's Knows Best podcast. No. The number one show in TV.
On USA or on TV.
And the number one show on USA.
Temptation Island.
At the 11:30 hour.
Well, that's when Temptation Island used to come out. It was right after SmackDown.
Not anymore.
All right. Well, I guess if you want to watch women's wrestling, go do it. But this week was a little weak. Hopefully it'll get better. But I'm still in. So, all right. Till next time.